All right, we're joined now on Mugs by Corey Steinke. He is the Hydraulic Project Operations Manager. That sounds like a rather busy title there that you got, Corey.
Yes, it does.
Keeps you busy, for sure. So you had your most recent board meeting on May 5th, a couple of weeks ago, on a Monday there, and a big 30-year agreement was kind of the headline coming out of that meeting. Tell us about this agreement between the GRIT Group, as they are known, and giving them exclusive rights to the sand piles located near Central's diversion just east of North Platte.
Yeah, that's is a really, really good contract for Central and the GRIT Group. And I always talk about win-win situations. This is definitely one of those. We dredge at North Platte at the diversion dam from essentially April till November of every year. So every day, essentially, we dredge thousands of yards of sand from the river so we can operate. And the point of that is to keep the sand from getting into our canal so that it does flow. So we've accumulated huge piles over the years, both on the east and west side of our canal. This group came in, they found a way that they could market some sand. They'll sort it, and they'll market it, and they'll sell it, and they'll take it off the property. So we're hoping that they can solve our problem of a pile of sand accumulating, and they can make some money in the deal, and it works for both groups.
So you guys have to, you're constantly on a regular basis digging sand away from the water there at the dam. Is that how that works? Because otherwise it's just gonna be too sandy and inhibit the flow of water where it needs to go.
Yeah, that's the case. So sand moves up the river all day, every day. If anyone's ever stood in the river for a few minutes, you can see that the sand will start at your bottom of your feet and it'll work up to your ankles before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is happening all day, every day. And what we do is we just have a dredge there that essentially catches it as it falls in to our area. So it's moving down the river, it comes into our pool of water, and we're pumping the sand out of that area onto a pile rather than that sand working its way down into our canal. So we're trying to make clean water into our canal.
Yeah, and you said win-win. It sounds like a good deal for you, because then you don't have to worry about it being hauled off and finding new places to stack the sand, right?
That is right. We have very large piles right now. We're always concerned about the time that we run out of space. We did expand our pumping areas to the east side of the canal a few years ago, and we're filling that up quickly. So if we don't do something like this and we couldn't get this agreement done, we would eventually have to haul away to other locations.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that. We have done that in the past. We have had people come and get sand. We've given it to them for free. That's the downside of this contract. This does give exclusive rights to the GRIT company. A GRIT Group, but I think they would work with people around the area if they did want to come purchase some. But it's there, but they have the rights to it, and we have to work through them instead of Central at this point.
The fact that you entered into a 30-year agreement, we don't see that length of agreement very much in any between any two entities very often. That tells me that you have a high degree of certainty and assurance from them that, one, they're going to be around, but that they're going to do a good job, and you're not going to have anything at any point come in there that makes you question, why did we enter into this, right?
Yeah, we're hoping this solves a long-term problem for us. The group that came in, they have experience. They know how to market the product. They have a good business plan. They're working with the local area. They're working with the city of North Platte and local entities. But really, they have a lot of experience in this field. So they came to us, expressed to us, and showed us that they know what they're doing. So we do have high confidence that they're going to get done what they say they're going to do. On the other side, the sand goes away for Central. We don't have to deal with it if everything works out the way it should, and we sure like partnerships and helping people in the area.
And you even get some kickbacks or royalties, I guess, as you put it here in the release, to for the sediment, and your job is to make sure the road's good. You can make some improvements there on the road prior to GRIT bringing in their equipment and assisting with the electrical hookups that they need.
Yeah, Central is coming into this with a little bit of expense, but it's stuff that we need to do. The road probably needed done sometime in the near future. So we'll make a really nice road for those guys coming in and out. They're going to be hauling trucks in and out daily. But and then we'll do a little bit of electrical work to help them start. But, you know, they're helping us, so we're hoping to be a good partner and help them also.
Corey Steinke with Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District is our guest this morning, going over the board meeting they held a couple of weeks ago. And you also at the board meeting approved supplemental storage water agreements with five North Platte Canal companies for water from Lake McConaughey. So talk about that a little.
Yeah, so we have essentially some canals between McConaughey and North Platte, and then there's one canal above McConaughey, it's Lisco. We have supplemental contracts with them. They get a certain amount of storage water from Wyoming, and then we actually supplement those from water from McConaughey if they need it. They get water from the river first, but when that's all gone, they have to go to storage water. And these contracts just to kind of ensure that they have a supply after all the river water's gone. We did increase those rates by 2.5%. That's what we did to our irrigators on our system, so we treated them the same. And we'll just, it's a one-year contract for those canals. We have a good relationship with them also.
I see here the list of agreements: Keith Lincoln, Lisco, Paxton Hershey, Platte Valley, and Suburban. Where's the Platte Valley and Suburban ones located?
So looking upstream to downstream, we have Lisco. It's just above McConaughey.
Okay.
The first one is Keith Lincoln, just about 7 miles below McConaughey. And then I believe we have, trying to think these through here, Platte Valley, and then Paxton Hershey, and then Suburban. All those are pretty close to the Sutherland River Bridge.
I was trying to get an image of where they are and the kind of the area that they cover there. Rate increase, you mentioned 2.5%, that runs to the end of this year, so you just basically evaluate it at the end of the year and see what you're going to do for 2026.
Yes, so with the fixes at McConaughey that we have, we're looking at, we're kind of doing these on an annual basis, not knowing what's going to happen when we start that fix, if we got to do some things different with the lake or anything like that. So we're just taking these year by year at this point until we come up with a long-term solution for the McConaughey fix.
Okay, another thing you dealt with, a resolution was approved to utilize Construction Manager at Risk, or CMAR, delivery method for the E65 siphon project. Talk about that a little bit.
Just a recent change in statutes allows Central to enter in something like this. Historically, we've had an engineer design something, and then we have a contractor bid it and then build it. We've done that for our history of the project. This is a little different method. It allows you to bring in a contractor while you're designing. You're hoping to streamline the project. You're hoping to make sure that the contractor and the engineer are on the same page on how things are going to get done. In the end, you hope you speed up the project, and then also you save some money. But we do, it's a little different. You pick your contractor early on, and they assist with your engineers to design and build the project.
And tell us a little bit about what this E65 siphon project is.
We have three siphons between our supply canal and Elwood Reservoir. It goes down through Plum Creek drainage. So we have siphons that go underneath there. Those are all old. They're starting to lose their life. And what they do is they take water to Elwood Reservoir, and to put water in the reservoir, we have to pump it up in there. So that's an additional cost. It's just a wear and tear on some large pumps. This new siphon will allow us to take extra water or more water than we can today, and we'll be able to gravity it in, so there'll be no pumping. It's a longer pipe. It's a big pipe. We are looking at some of the biggest pipe, plastic pipe, if in the world, or in the big projects. It's new. If we go that route, we are deciding still between concrete and plastic pipe. But it's a big project. A lot of people are interested in. It's going to be pretty expensive, but it's going to be worth it, and it's going to help us provide water supply for our canals for the future.
You need a lot of engineering. Sounds people that know a lot about not just water and how it flows, but how to get water where you want it to go, right?
Yes, we do. We hire a few different engineers for this project, but yeah, it's on the map. There's only a few companies in the United States that can install this large pipe, so we're looking at those guys, and that's why we're kind of looking at this CMAR. Construction Manager at Risk to do it right and get it right the first time and on time.
Okay. The board voted for several amendments to the permitting procedures and permitting process. You want to comment on that?
I don't know a lot about those. That's a different department. Some of the things that we do at Johnson Lake, we're just trying to simplify the process on getting things done at Johnson Lake.
Yeah,
and our other lakes that we do.
Says this includes the removal of lot line construction setbacks and roadway construction setbacks, as counties already have these in their zoning requirements.
And, yeah, I think we're trying to streamline things with what the county's doing also.
Yep. And you approved the purchase of a CNC manual operation combination lathe from Salmon Machinery Sales of Dodge City, Minnesota.
Yes, this is a new lathe. We have an older lathe that we use, but it can't do all of our parts, so we have to farm some of those out and have subs build those for us. We do a lot of stuff for our operators. We do a lot of stuff for our stems on our gates that we run, and this lathe would be able to do all of those things. A nice upgrade for our place. We do have employees that can make these items. It'll speed it up and be able to do all the pieces that we farm out. We're hoping to get that paid for in itself and just over time by creating our own parts.
And then update us on Lake McConaughey's elevation. I know a couple of weeks ago it was at 3,239 feet, about 61% of capacity. Where's it at today?
It's a little bit lower than that. I'll pull that up as I'm talking and try to get that. We are in a weird spot right now. Tyler Tulene runs our water for us. I used to take care of the water for years before he took that over. We are in a really, really dry situation. I know we got some rain here recently.
Right.
Those were nice to have. But today we're at 37.7, so we're a foot and a half, 2 feet down from where the start of the month. And we are dropping in May. It says we had 600 CFS outflows. We are well above that today. That changes in a week or 2 weeks. We're really dry. We are experiencing irrigation demands that we usually see in July.
Crops
are really going, and we're seeing that in May. So we're needing to release a lot of water. It's really dry. The inflows in McConaughey are way down, I think 300 CFS or less, and that's usually in the 1,000 CFS coming into the summer. So it does vary in May. But we are in a really dry spot. If things don't change, we're going to see probably a significant drop in McConaughey this year. We have had drops of 20 to 30 feet. A normal drawdown is 15 feet at McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
If things don't change, I would expect all of 15, maybe 20 to 30. 30 is a big number, but it could happen if we don't get things changed. We did get some rain, but that didn't all hit the whole irrigated area, so we didn't lose all of our demands. But we're coming into the summer very dry and needing to use McConaughey, and we're already dropping. We like to see McConaughey continue up through May and not stop or start to decline until mid-June. But we started early May this year. So really dry, a lot of crops needing water. We need some rain.
That makes your job more challenging, no doubt, huh?
It does. Tyler is trying to manage flows from McConaughey all the way down to the Minden area, and that takes 5 to 7 days to get down there. So he's trying to forecast irrigation demand in 7 days and weather. And when it gets hot and windy, we lose a lot of evap through all of our systems. So he plays, he's all day long looking at this and trying to adjust and schedule flows.
Yeah, to make everyone happy in this situation. Now, the people that use McConaughey for recreational purposes, there's still plenty of water to do that, but they love it because there's a lot of extra beach as the water drops. That those white sands are great for them, but for the irrigators and all that, I guess they're probably holding out hope and doing a lot of praying that we're going to get some decent rain, but. When you're already starting to drop, as you said, at this time of the year, and this is the time where we usually build it up a little bit heading into the main irrigation season, then you're really, you don't know what to do then sometimes, right?
Yeah, that's exactly where we are. I wouldn't be surprised to see some of the river dry up down by the Grand Island, Kearney area this summer. We don't get a change in weather patterns.
It's only so much you can do. There's only so much water that you can release, and so you just have to adjust according to that. And Corey, we thank you so much for joining us. I see that you made a slight change in your time and date of your June meeting and moved that to Thursday, June 5th. And what time will that take place at Nebraska Land Bank in North Platte?
Those are usually 9. I'm not sure on that, but okay. It will be in Nebraska Land Bank. You can probably check that on our website.
And that'll have the correct time on there. And we appreciate you joining us this morning, taking a part of your morning with that. Let you get back to your real job now, Corey. We appreciate your time, and you have a good one, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.